Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here from Epiphany Communications and Coaching. We're talking about PlayWorks, the steward of leveraging the power of play in elementary schools for more than 25 years. PlayWorks Michigan has announced the official launch of a corporate recess program for companies and corporations throughout the region. To talk with us about that today is Whitney Bunn, Associate Director of PlayWorks Michigan. Whitney, how are you?
I'm doing well, Vanessa. How are you?
Good. So how did this PlayWorks, you know, recess for corporate America, corporate organizations come about?
That's a great question. So PlayWorks, we really specialize in recess and play and making sure that those times of the day are really productive and positive for kids, not only in the state of Michigan, but across the country, that they're able to play every day. And we have realized that, you know, that's important for adults too, especially now after, you know, going on to almost into our third year of the pandemic and realizing that people are working in a lot different ways without a lot of the organic connections that they're able to make, you know, banter or fun that they're able to have in the office since we're now working a lot remotely or in a hybrid way. And so something that we've done in the past nationally is some corporate recesses where we're bringing the power of play, the power of recess, all that fun and positivity that we remember from being a kid and bringing it into the office. And we're excited to launch it in Michigan. It's been something that our national office has done for a while. And we're excited to bring it here to the Great Lakes. We know it's important and exciting to partner with different companies and businesses and bring some play to their day.
So give us a little history about PlayWorks and we'll elaborate more on what ways are you bringing play to the workplace. So tell us the history about PlayWorks in itself, the nonprofit itself.
Yeah, definitely. So PlayWorks, like you said, we're a nonprofit. We're going in our 25th year, so our silver anniversary. And we started in Oakland, California, and we launched operations in Michigan in 2010. So we've been here for over a decade supporting schools, not only in Metro Detroit, but across the state. Like I mentioned before, we focus on recess and play and using that time to really build not only physical and mental health, but to create social and emotional skills that kids are going to need as they grow up and, you know, enter our communities as citizens and adults. Things like, you know, problem solving, teamwork, being able to manage your emotions when you get out of a game and you know, you didn't want to get out. All of those things that are practiced in real time on the playground, we know are really important and not only impact their time at recess, but also their time in the classroom after recess and then beyond as they grow up. So we use play as a vehicle to teach all of those things. And we're excited to partner with over 50 schools in Michigan this school year.
Wow.
A lot of kids, a lot of schools. We have a variety of different programs. So we have a direct service where we'll have a play worker in the school building all day, every day for the entire school year that's running recess and making sure that the school has a really positive, playful climate where kids feel, you know, included and respected and able to be themselves, and therefore they're able to engage more fully academically. We are a studied program, so we see that a lot of our schools see increases in attendance, decreases in bullying behavior, higher test scores, you know, better engagement in the classroom because kids are feeling like, you know, this is a positive, safe space that I can engage in and be involved in, and I'm accepted in this community. So we, like I mentioned, we have a lot of different programs from a direct service where a play worker is in the building. We also do professional development for teachers and paraprofessionals and support staff in school so that they're able to take PlayWorks' studied methodologies and best practices and, you know, implement them on their own in their own schools and communities. So that's that's a little bit about PlayWorks. That's the spiel.
That's a lot.
I know.
No, that's awesome. No. Winnie, that was awesome because you do really, it's narrow because you have a narrow focus, but it's very deep in what you guys do. And, you know, and bullying has been a big issue in schools for decades now and helping kids cope with that. And, you know, you hear all the stories where kids feel lonely on the playground. They don't feel like they're included or they're involved. And I think it's wonderful that you're teaching these life skills through play,
You know, it's a fun way to learn life skills. And it's so funny because I did my master's thesis on bullying in the workplace. And a lot of it stems from childhood and what went on in the playground. And, you know, childhood bullies tend to become adult bullies. And sometimes those bullied will become adult bullies because it's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
So it's like, now you're taking this playtime, which may help adults cope with their own stress and anxiety. So, so tell us how this started with the adult program and recess at work.
Yeah. So, you know, people just want to play, right? When you think about recess as a kid, you know, a lot of times it's people's favorite memory, going outside on the playground and spending time with their friends, interacting, having fun, you know, a nice break during the day. And a few years ago, our national team found that a lot of companies were looking for a way to engage their employees in different ways, build connection, influence creativity. You know, what's something unique that we can do with our team that's not only a positive benefit to us, but also, you know, positively impacting the community as well. So kind of our corporate recesses were born from that. And it's very playful. I mean, it can be silly and fun, and it gives people permission to really, you know, be themselves. And a lot of times you go into work and you have to have a certain persona, or you feel like, you know, you just got to get down to business. And our corporate recesses allow adults to engage with each other in a different way and just have fun, be goofy, be silly. And then, you know, therefore you're creating connections with your colleagues in different ways and having those really strong connections that then influence the way that you continue to work together, you know, hopefully inspire stronger connections beyond the corporate recess so that, you know, you're working stronger as a team, you're working more efficiently. You have more rapport built between the two of you, or, you know, between your larger team, so you're able to collaborate in a more effective way. So that's kind of how the recesses were born for our business partners. And it's been really fun.
So how does it work, Whitney? Walk us through it. If somebody's listening this morning here on It's Your Community and they're in the workplace development arena of their work, of their company, or HR, you know, HR directors listening. What would you, walk them through how this exactly works. If they contact you at Playworks, how does this work?
So the way that it would work, it's very customized and specialized. So we would kind of rely on the partner to tell us, you know, what they're really looking to foster. Are they looking to build more creativity? Are they looking to just create stronger relationships, stronger bonds? Are they seeing that, you know, there are some folks that are not connecting as well, or we need some problem solving support? We have, Playworks has hundreds of games that are just as fun to play as an adult as they are as a kid. And most of our games have a social and emotional skill tied to it. So we've been very, very, very proactive and intentional about how we play our games and what skills we know are being developed during those games. So we would talk to, you know, an HR professional or a director or someone who's looking to put this on for their team and really ask, you know, what are your pain points right now? Or what are you trying to achieve with this corporate recess? If it's just, you know, fun and community building time, then we're able to play, you know, this set of games. Or if you're looking for our problem solving and creativity, we can lean more on this side of games. So we're able to create a really customized experience that's built especially for whoever we're working with. From there, we would work with our program team to put together a really special program. It can be, you know, 30 minutes long. It can be 3 hours long. We're pretty flexible and want to make sure that they're getting the most out of it. And we're able to be that, you know, supportive partner to foster some of this fun and play. And then we would meet with the team, right? Then the day would come and we would do our corporate recess and we would just have fun playing a lot of games. It really is focused on games and playfulness and a lot, you know, Foursquare, things that you would play on the playground, kickball, or, you know, some mental games where you're you know, brain teasers that you're trying to figure out and work together with the team. So yeah, it's very custom, very unique, built for every specific company that we're working with. And it can be a pretty smooth process.
And so how long have you guys recently launched it in Michigan?
We did. Yep. So we piloted it last year in 2021 with the Skillman Foundation and a tech company called Integral here in Detroit. One was in person. So we did the Skillman Foundation's corporate recess in person over the summer, and Integral's we did virtually. So we're able to do both really successfully.
And so what's been the feedback?
I think people are just, I think they're just having fun, if that makes sense. We're so used to, in the pandemic, you know, being tied to your laptop screen, being on a Zoom call all the time and not feeling like you have the opportunity to create really organic connections with your coworkers, because, you know, you log on, you look at the agenda and you get that taken care of for the day and then you log back off. So there's not a lot of opportunity to, you know, have a side chat or make a joke or, you know, just be silly with one another and kind of be yourself. You're always in this professional work mode on Zoom. And so the feedback has been great. I think it's just seeing the people, whether it's in person or on screen while we're playing games, just laughing, engaging with one another, smiling, you know, making a joke, being silly. I mean, you see just a lot of positivity coming out of it, which I think is a nice, it's just a nice break from how tired everyone is, right?
Yeah.
Exhausting this whole couple of years has been. This is a nice break, a nice change of pace. And, you know, in the beginning, when everybody either joins or logs on, everybody's a little apprehensive, a little more quiet. And then by the end of the corporate recess, people are, you know, they're off mute, they're shouting and screaming and laughing. And it's just, it's fun to be a part of. It's fun to see people working in a different way that they haven't been able to work over the past 2 years.
Typically, how long is a session?
It can vary. I mean, it depends on what works best for the company. So for Integral, we did an hour session. I think for Skillman, we did an hour and a half. We're able to, you know, if you wanted to make it a series, we could do multiple over the course of a couple of weeks, a couple of months. You know, we can have them be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to 3 hours in the afternoon or morning, if that's what you were looking for.
Yeah. And then it sounds like you tailor them, Whitney, to the needs of each corporation.
We do. Yep. They're absolutely tailored. We really want to make it a personalized experience. You know, it's not just a canned, here are the 5 games we play and see you later. It's very intentional of, you know, what are you really trying to get out of this? Because we want to make sure that if you're spending your time with us, we want to make sure that you're getting, you know, a fantastic experience and you're able to walk away with a new relationship or, you know, a new friend, thinking about someone in a different way that you had it in a positive way. So they're all very tailored and we want to make sure that they're exactly what the company wants and needs.
You know, and I think it's so cool because we know that, team, you learn a lot from team sports, you know what I mean? Growing up, you know, I don't know if you were a part of a sport. I was on a soccer team for many years and I played baseball too, softball. And it's so funny because my daughter was a figure skater for 7 years.
Wow.
And that's very individualized. Mm-hmm. And then she took her skating skills and joined a hockey team.
Oh, nice.
And it's a whole different level, right? You know, when you're part of a team, you learn things when you're part of a team playing a game that you can't really learn on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn from mm-hmm. each other, which I think is, and you learn, when you learn to play well together, you learn to work well together.
100%. 100%. You just, you see those and you're able to see each other's strengths, right? And you're able to really engage with others in a totally different way. You're all united around a common goal, whether that's, you know, a simple PlayWorks game or whether it's a big problem that you're trying to solve at your company.
Yeah.
It's really important that the whole team is united around, you know, solving one problem. And so having that playful time where you can engage as a team and have some spirited fun is a great precursor to how that will play out when it's a little bit more serious.
So Whitney Abundance, who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, we're talking with about PlayWorks, and they've kind of taken their PlayWorks model that they have done with schools all over the country, 50 in the state of Michigan, and now incorporate it in the corporate recess world. So Whitney, tell us, I know you kind of went through ideas, examples, but give us an example of like a game a company would play together. Just a game, just give an example.
Sure. So one of our favorite games that we'll play, I mean, we play it at PlayWorks too at some of our meetings. It's very simple, but it has a bit of definitely a challenge. So you can play it virtually. You can play it in person. It's called Group Count. The way that it works is your goal as a team is to count collectively from 1 to 10, say. So pretty easy, right? Everybody can count to 10. The problem is, you don't know who's going to say the number. And if you say the number at the same time as someone else, you got to start back at the beginning. So it becomes a, you know, a strategizing game where you're looking at others and saying, what's the pattern? Who's going to say this number first? Am I going to say it? And your goal is to get to 10 without somebody, you know, saying it in tandem. A way that you can spice this up a little bit is if you're in person or even virtually, you can turn your cameras off, close your eyes. It's much harder when you can't get those visual clues from those around you thinking, oh, they're going to talk next because I see their eyebrows moving or I see them winking, right? They're saying, I got the next one. So it's a good team builder because you're kind of relying on the others to get to the common goal, right? Which is to count to 10. But you're also like practicing sensing what's going on around you, right? What's going on in the environment? Am I picking up on nonverbal cues? You know, who is there somebody who's speaking a lot, maybe somebody who isn't speaking a lot. And then we're able to address those things as we, you know, continue on with games. So that's kind of a, you know, more of a mental challenge game as opposed to a physical one. But that's an example of a game that we would play with a group.
That's cool. So are they just blurting out the number?
So each person speaks one at a time.
Okay.
And there's no pattern. It's randomized. So the goal is just to get to 10. So if there's 20 people in the Zoom meeting, you know, only 10 people can speak, but you just don't know who's gonna jump in and say it. Who's gonna take the lead?
Oh, so somebody will start with the number one, and then who's gonna jump in and say two?
Yes.
Who's gonna jump in and say three?
Yeah.
And if you say it at the same time, you gotta start with one again.
Exactly.
You can't
say anything other than the number. So I couldn't say one, Vanessa, you say two. I couldn't say that.
Okay.
I can only say one and hope that.
And then you're kind of like looking in the room, like now who's going to say two? Who's going to say three?
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
It's funny when it gets to like eight or nine and then somebody will say 10 at the same time.
And then you guys start all over again. Oh wow, that's great. Whitney, when they do something, yeah, you're right, that's a mental challenge, and I love that because if you are looking at the cues, that's a body language challenge too. Mm-hmm. I studied body language too when I was getting my master's, and it's interesting, you got to watch how people react. So going back to Playworks, your original model with the kids, you know, tell us some of the fruits out of that. You know, we talked about some of the areas, but what's been the reaction to the schools? You're in 50 schools in the state of Michigan. What's been the reaction of them over the years?
It's always been extremely positive. And I will say that after the pandemic this past year, it's been hugely positive. Recess has always been kind of a pain point for schools because that's where a lot of, you know, disciplinary actions will come in, or kids will get in fights and that will roll back into the principal's office and then, you know, impact the rest of their school day, not just theirs, but the teachers and their fellow students. So recess has always been kind of a pain point for schools, and figuring out how to make it, you know, more productive, more positive, more options and opportunities for more kids to play. Yeah. And so that's kind of where we fit in, is, you know, we're the solution to that problem, is Playworks. Mm-hmm. And we can come in and really make that time a time where kids are engaging and they're learning things that you wouldn't necessarily teach the way that you would teach math or science during a lesson. They're learning them in real time, you know, how to interact with their peers, how to do a lot of those teamwork things like we were talking about earlier, resolving a conflict with someone, resolving a conflict with a peer, you know, how do you do that without getting, you know, so upset that the altercation escalates and you have to go get an adult, or worse yet, you know, someone might get hurt. So helping kids understand that the playground is a great place to practice those things. And really it's a very low risk environment, right? Like they're very safe. There's usually adults around. You're able to practice taking turns. You're able to practice playing rock, paper, scissors to see who wins and who's out or who has to cycle back in later. So a lot of our school partners have found really positive outcomes with that, and just feeling like the playground is not a chaotic time of the day. It doesn't have to be their number one worry when they're at school. You know, what's going to happen on the playground today that rolls back into my office as a principal or back into my classroom?
It's
really something that as kids over the past, you know, year and a half have been either learning remotely full time or now having to quarantine every couple of weeks if someone in their class gets sick. They're finding that a lot of kids are struggling developmentally when it comes to, you know, social and emotional development. And so recess is a great spot to help fill some of those gaps or just boost some of the lessons that might have been lost when kids couldn't interact with their peers at all, right? Because they had to be at home learning on a computer. So this is a great way to kind of reintroduce that social interaction and community community piece for the kids.
I could see, Whitney, you guys being more of a need now that kids are going back to school. We're moving past this pandemic and the mask mandates are going away and we're trying to get back to a normal, that we do know the research showed a lot of kids suffered with anxiety, depression, even suicidal thoughts, some suicides, really sad. So going coming back into the school and helping the schools back with this PlayWorks on the playground is really essential, honestly. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. It's been, I would say, very rewarding to see some of the kids who are really struggling make a lot of progress this year. And not, you know, not just on the playground, but with the support
just
of the
life.
Entire school. Right.
Yeah.
And they've been able to make some great strides. But yeah, it's been tough because a lot of kids have gone back, a lot of things that we took for granted, right? Going to school, kids don't even know a lot of the norms, like how to walk in a line down
the
line, or how to wait in line to get lunch and then sit at a table, right? A lot of those things we thought were just very intuitive, but we're finding that especially kindergarten and first graders, you know, they don't know because they were in school. So it's having to take a lot more time teaching those things that then take away from, you know, other parts of the school day. So how can we help those kids relearn the norms and then be able to kind of express themselves in a deeper way and feel more engaged at school and just have a feel very positively, right? School might be a scary place for kids coming back when, you know, they've been home about a pandemic and not sure how to process that or what that really means. So making school a really safe, fun place where the kids want to go, where they want to be engaged at school. They want to talk to their friends and play games and, you know, learn about reading and math and all of those important things that create a well-rounded kid and then a well-rounded adult.
Yeah. That's so true. Whitney, so people listening here, do you primarily work with, in terms of the corporate recess, are you primarily reaching out to like HR people or development, or like what departments and companies?
Really? I mean, HR would probably be our first point of contact, but I know that we've worked with a lot of small companies in the past too, nationally, that don't necessarily have an HR department. So a director or someone who's, you know, wanting to take on some professional development for their team and just some team bonding, team building activities. That's who we'd want to talk to.
Great. What else do you want to share with our listeners here in It's Your Community, Whitney, before we let you go?
Oh gosh. Just, I hope everyone is making some time to play for themselves. I know we talk a lot in this COVID world about self-care and, you know, taking care of yourself, your mental and physical health, but I truly hope that people are finding some time to find some play, whether that's just reading a book or, you know, going skiing in the winter or, you know, something that makes them excited, makes them feel childlike. It's such a healing thing to be doing, especially in times of so much uncertainty and anxiety and stress. And, you know, PlayWorks has a ton of games on our website. So if you're looking for something to do with the family or, you know, a brain teaser to do, I would encourage everyone to head over to playworks.org or search our YouTube page. We have tons of games that can help that playfulness and that childlike wonder come out again.
That's awesome. Again, give out your website and your information.
So our website is www.playworks.org/MI for the Michigan site. And you can search PlayWorks on YouTube and tons of videos will pop up for you.
Whitney Bunn, Associate Director of PlayWorks Michigan, joining us here on It's Your Community. Thank you so much for sharing with us your story.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. It was great to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, pleasure talking with you. Say hi to Don for me. He's one of my favorites. He's awesome.
I will.
Any questions or comments or topics you want us to get to me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo. You do that by going to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can message me there or any of my social media platforms. We have Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. I'm on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. You can private message me there. Always looking for show topics and ideas. As always, we remind our listeners to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for listening.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.